What's up, guys? Faruqi Bros here, Shiraz, Zion, Umar, and Samir. And today for you guys, we want to have a little discussion, a little debate about something that's been trending all over social media, stemming off of our last podcast topic, which was about Variety's article on Superman. They put a little anecdote in there that Warner Brothers is completely lost on what to do next with Superman. And what they're really concerned with is how to make Superman relevant. And since they put that quote in that article, every single fan site, other blogs, other websites, of course fans, journalists, everyone is giving their Superman hot take, basically. So there, and a lot of it's been kind of wild, so I think we can kind of shift through it and give our own thoughts and kind of clear the air a little bit. And you know, I have a lot to say about it, but just to recap, you know, people are saying things like, you know, Superman needs to be like Captain America, or that Superman needs to be like how the MCU would have done it, or they need to put immigrant stories in Superman's new films. Like, these kind of complaints are being brought up, and a lot of people are, some people actually are saying straight up that Superman isn't relevant anymore, and the character does not hold that kind of weight that he did, let's say, during Christopher Reeve's time, and now he's not relevant, and other characters like Iron Man or Spider-Man or Thor or Batman, these guys are the current, like, generation's characters. So either way, I'll actually start first, but so I'm gonna go first. I think that, you know, Superman as a character, I think to say that there is no relevance is kind of laughable, because you don't have a character that lives on for 80 years and not be relevant, you know. So you can look at the comics that started back in the day from 1930s, where the character was used as American propaganda. It was a very much a patriotic character. And then after World War II, you shift into the era of civil rights, and you had Superman straight up fighting the KKK in the comics and in the radio show, which directly led to the KKK going down in some areas. And then you move on into the 70s, where Christopher Reeve's Superman came out, and then obviously the whole world fell in love with that, and it made Superman to a household name. And then you keep moving forward, you have animation, you have TV shows, you have movies. Like, the character has survived for a reason. And then finally, when you get to Zack Snyder's interpretation, you have that immigrant story, you have a modernized Superman put into the 21st century, which led to, you know, some people hate it, but I think when you actually look at what it is, you know, it accomplished just that. So you talk about something like, how is Superman relevant anymore? Right away, that question is, does it make sense? Because how can a character not be relevant when the net worth is in the multi-billion dollars, and even a quote-unquote flop, let's say like Justice League, which obviously flopped, but even the flop is doing $650 million. That's not really a flop when you look at Hollywood, right? So there's so many aspects to Superman character where he's still relevant. And obviously, if there is a future Superman film, which there undoubtedly will be, either through J.J. Abrams or through someone else, maybe it will have Henry Cavill, maybe it won't have Henry Cavill, that's really irrelevant. The point is that the next Superman movie is definitely going to be even more updated at times. Batman v Superman and Man of Steel both came out before Donald Trump was elected. The next Superman movie is either going to come out after the Trump era or in the middle of Trump's second term if he gets reelected, right? That's like eyeballing, I guess, there. So how does Superman react to that era and that time? So this is what I think is where the next movie should be. Now, here's the thing. Obviously, Superman needs to have immigrant themes going forward, because if it wasn't relevant before to make him an immigrant, it's even more now. He's always been an immigrant, but to put that on film, it takes time. You know, it takes time to put it a certain way. So I do think the next Superman movie, whether it's even a reboot or it's a continuation of the DCEU Superman, I think they definitely have to have moments where Clark is meeting like an undocumented immigrant, or is meeting a Muslim child or a Mexican child or someone around the world who's being persecuted, and he connects with them in a dialogue. These are the kind of scenes that have to appear in the next Superman movie to truly make it that relevant Superman. But at the same time, it's important to note that Superman has always been relevant. So a lot of people say, to suggest that Warner Brothers is lost on how to make a Superman movie is kind of crazy, because there really hasn't been a bad Superman movie, a bad Superman solo, in a very long time. So that's kind of my original thoughts, but I'm going to give you guys an easy question. Do you think Superman is still relevant? And if so, how so? And if not, then you can tell me if you don't think so as well. So start with Zion.
Well, I think obviously I agree with your points that he's relevant.
And I think the word that Delby used, irrelevant, was a wrong choice, because it really boils down to what they think the fans want to see. Because irrelevancy to them really is the bottom line. So if it doesn't make, if a movie with Superman, the name Superman, doesn't make a billion to them, they think it's irrelevant. So then what do the fans want to see? Why aren't the fans going to see it? You said they should touch more on like more societal and real topics like immigrant and things of that nature, which Zack Snyder's films tried diving into, what they actually did in a different angle, but the general public didn't really respond to that. So some people wanted to be happy-go-lucky Christopher Reeve Superman, where it's very base level and comical and Saturday morning cartoon type, where they don't really, where it's like generic villain, generic plot, you beat him, everybody's happy, no consequence, and you don't really have any discussion on the film. The film doesn't say anything more than that. And then you have the other side, which is Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, which was an immigrant story, which was Superman coming down and how people react to this quote-unquote immigrant, also an alien, but it's at a different like microcosm level type story about an immigrant. So Warner Bros. Is looking at that. They're thinking that the people didn't respond to this, so it must be irrelevant. I feel like if they do another Superman film, it'll unfortunately be, not unfortunately, but it'll be something closer to the Reeve-style films, where it'll be much more happier, much more easygoing. There's no hard-level themes or anything going on. It's just Superman saving the day, everybody's happy, because they saw what the opposite is. They just did Batman v Superman and Man of Steel, where obviously Batman v Superman got close to a billion, but if you have the name Batman and Superman in the title and didn't reach a billion, to them, that's a failure. So I don't think they're going to try that again, at least anytime soon, even though this is the political and social time to do it. And like you said, in history, Superman has always been reflected based on what's happening in society and in stories, in the comics. But I don't think Delby is going to invest so much money in a Superman film and then take that risk again. I think they're going to try the old method, which is the Reeves film, and then even a little bit of the Brandon Routh film, to make it more easy going for the audience and not have so many hard layered themes for them to try to dissolve.
I agree with both you guys in the sense that I think for the future of the character, I think they're gonna try to make it more hopeful, optimistic, because they tried. I mean, they tried, as you said, with Man of Steel and Batman Superman, to make the character deep and like to put him in a world that is a mirror to ours, and our world is pretty dark, so that world happened to be pretty dark. And as you said, for the studio, it's a financial bottom line. Relevance to them is not, you know, overly philosophical. It's more about numbers. And as you said, Batman v Superman and Man of Steel, they made money, but they didn't make the money that the MCU makes, which is the yardstick that it seems that Warner Brothers uses, even though from a fan's perspective, I mean, the films are, they're divisive, but they a lot of people love those films, and they came out to those films more than they did to Justice League, which was their way of flipping the script, even though Superman came back evil and stuff. But you saw they gave him all the cheesy, stupid, just too cheesy now. Even when you look at the MCU and you look at people comparing Superman character to Captain America, Captain America, like, he wasn't, besides the first Avenger, he's actually not corny. Like, he's bland. He just is what he is. Like, he's not making like cheesy, he doesn't have cheesy lines and like weird, like corny, like campy mentality. Because even though that character, you could have actually went that route, you don't go that route because it doesn't fit anymore. Like, people don't buy that crap anymore, especially with like the way superhero movies are being made. And even Marvel doesn't make their characters like that. They switched out the campiness for being fun. They took out complete campiness and they switched it for humor. So you could do that with Superman, and I'm sure they're going to try to, But it seems like there's a lot of wasted potential with the character, because the hot takes that we've seen in the past few days have been, oh, Superman should be seen as an immigrant. Superman should be, they should put him in a world like that's very similar to ours. But the problem is, they already tried that, right? Zack Snyder already did that. Half of the hot takes that people have up there, it's funny, they're matching. These are people that hate those films, but it seems like that's the films they wanted. We just didn't like specific things. They want the Reeves Superman in a real world, but it doesn't work. So it's like a weird, sad thing where, yes, they are lost. They're right. They are lost. So are the fans. A lot of the fans are also lost, because when they get given what they're asking for gets given to them, they have a hard time moving on from freaking Christopher Reeves, who's gone. Like, it's over. That way of making Superman is not. That's the irrelevant way of making him now. He worked at his time, but now it's a different time. Now you got to make him, and I think that's the sad reality, is that Zack Snyder was trying to do something special with the character, and I think he accomplished, for the most part, what he wanted to do, which was, he had the first movie where Superman shows up. What would he look like if Superman showed up on Earth? How would the world react to that? How would he react to that? How would his family react to that? Batman Superman was all about doubt, and you had a freaking a villain and Lex setting him up in different political ways, and you know, like, the stuff that people wanted was there. And I think Justice League was going to give us, the Snyder Cut was going to give us Superman as a superhero, as the hero. Like, you were going to get, even though he saved the world in Man of Steel and saved the world in Batman Superman, you were still going to get the more superhero aspects. It was going to be less.
Yeah, like, if you're looking political. For the closest thing to a Christopher Reeve modernized Superman, that's what the Snyder Cut was going to be. You saw the way he was talking to Alfred, the smile he made. That's very Christopher Reeve-like. And just before we go to Samir, I'll just touch on this point that the thing with Christopher Reeve Superman is that, yes, it is timeless because it's the first. And anytime a first thing of anything comes out, people don't forget it. So Christopher Reeve Superman movie was the first Superman movie ever to be made. The first. So people remember that. And when Kevin Feige says that, oh, I force every single Marvel director to watch the Christopher Reeve movies before even doing the script to the MCU movies, clearly it's important. And I agree. Actually, I personally have the notion that that movie, at least the first two Christopher movies, they're not that campy, because at the time they were serious. Like, when that movie came out, Superman was extremely corny in the comics. And then Christopher Reeve and Richard Donner, they wanted to make Superman as close to cinematic realism as possible. And there's a lot of darkness to the character, too. I mean, he also cried at the end of the movie when Lois Lane died. He also was very selfish, he also thought about himself, like, I didn't want to do this. He gave up his powers to be Superman just to be with Lois in the second movie. So, like, these small things show that there is a conflict with the character, but people, like Umar said, general audiences, people on Twitter, they really don't pay attention to anything. So, like you said, they were completely listing the plot of BVS without knowing BVS did it. And they think of Christopher Reeve movies in a very one-dimensional way, almost like they never even watched it, but they just know it from one or two YouTube clips. Like, then, like, it's almost like no one's paying attention. They're just spewing whatever the first thing that comes to their mind, which is a sad, unfortunate reality. But like Umar said, this is why Warner Brothers is lost. Because when they tried different things, they gave you Brandon Routh Superman, who was supposed to be Christopher Reeve Superman sequel, and it flopped. They gave you Man of Steel and BVS, and basically you guys said, the critics, that it isn't good. And then they gave you Justice League, which was kind of like a cartoon. One might say Justice League Superman is more cartoony than Christopher Reeve Superman. You give him that Superman, and it's like, it's a complete flop again. So what do you guys want? And maybe J.J. Abrams is the man for the job because of how well he's kind of circumvented Star Wars into being this $2 billion hit again, and keeping it very relevant. So we'll jump that to Samir. What are your thoughts about all this? And then, like, give me your thoughts. Like, what's going on?
I feel like, as for if the character is relevant or not, I feel like that's not really, you know, the argument here. It's, you know, Superman's such an iconic character. I think we can all agree that he'll always be relevant. It's just how the story is told. And you know, some people just don't like Zack Snyder's interpretation. Like, you know, do I want to see, you know, brooding Superman on trial in court while everyone blows up around him? Maybe not. but that's just his own way of telling the story.
So what do you think that, let's say, like, give me, like, your best-case scenario. Let's say J.J. Abrams comes off of Rise of Skywalker. Do you think that Superman is something that he should do?
Yeah, I think he should do it. The reason I like Man of Steel more than BVS is because it is a lighter movie, right? I mean, maybe because, you know, Batman's in the other one. Batman's such a dark character is why the tone was so much darker. But I feel like if J.J. Abrams gives a Man of Steel-type movie, that it would do better.
I agree. You guys have any other points right now, or do you want me to start wrapping it up?
I just want to say that I actually agree with Samir. I think J.J. Abrams is actually a weird choice in it that, like, he plays things safe, but he also tries things. And we'll see with The Rise of Skywalker if he gives us what we want. But, like, I think Zack Snyder is like a weird thing with him where his movies come out, and for some weird reason, the critics have an issue with his freaking movies. Like, it seems very, very...
It's more than issue. They have an issue with him. It seems personal. They have an issue with him, yeah.
Yeah, it seems personal. So maybe if you put someone else that can do the job similar, or... I really don't think they're ever going to make a movie like Man of Steel again, but, like, if someone can do something similar in tone and also make it as real as Zack Snyder made it, I think the fans are going to react to it
better, yeah,
in a much better way, and so will the critics. And I think that will give that push.
Yeah, you know, in my mind, to make the billion. Honestly, if you took BVS and just slapped Christopher Nolan's director label on it instead of Zack Snyder's, I guarantee it would reach a billion. It would be like 80-90% Rotten Tomatoes. It'd be a completely different story.
Yeah, it's the name. But I guess exactly what Jonathan said. You put Nolan's name on any of these two movies, it would be a different ballgame and not change anything. But JJ, like we said, JJ is an interesting director because, number one, he's actually very good friends with Zack. Number two, he's almost best friends with Larry Fong. Number three, he's using Chris Terrio as his writer for Rise of Skywalker. And number four, he signed a $500 million deal with Warner Brothers, chiefly to be working with DC characters. So, like, it seems like the match made in heaven that if someone is the next Superman director, because let's be honest, we want the Snyder Cut to come out, but the chances of Zack Snyder being brought on to make a new Superman movie is very slim. So I think JJ is like your next best choice right now. So I think I personally want JJ as the director, because I saw how he did Force Awakens. I saw how he does some of the other movies, Star Trek. He knows how to work with old franchises and keep them very fresh and make them very audience friendly, where the general audience can watch it and be like, wow, you know?
You know what's funny? Like, they actually have a 3.5-hour movie with Superman in it. They're saying they're lost. Wouldn't it be logical to release that shit, release the Snyder Cut, and then see how it does? And if it does really well, and it might, because from what we know, it was a totally different movie. And we actually don't know much about Superman. We don't even know how this man came back. Like, we have an idea. We have a rough idea because we've seen some clips of him fighting Justice League. But we don't know to what extent what this man did. And we actually don't know what the reaction could have been had they released that at the right time. Yeah. But they actually have a whole freaking Superman movie that they can use as a test. That's literally a test of the fact. You put that thing out and you see how it does. And if it does surprisingly insanely well, then there's no that, like, you could technically, then you could think about bringing him back for
personally, I would say at that point bring him back for Justice League 2. Like, I would say, like, in a perfect scenario, if Zack was gonna come back for something, if the Snyder Cut did well, I would say let Zack do Justice League 2 and continue the Justice League, and then let someone else do Superman solo, because then I'm gonna give Zack all the jobs to do. And personally, I think he'll do better working with a lot of Justice League members, and we already know he has a story ready for Justice League 2. Like, Batman's death and all that stuff is something he wants to do, and that's something Ben will probably come back for. Again, we're getting off topic. That's a whole other topic, honestly, to talk about if the Snyder Cut can lead to a new DCEU rebirth.
J.J. Abrams and him would work good together, like, even they would. It makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels.
It does. I think it'll be very interesting to see it play out, but overall, I think all four of us are in agreement on one thing, that Superman is relevant. But how will the next Superman movie work? Well, that's up to a lot of factors. And we'll see who the actor is going to be, who the director is going to be, what the story is like, and then go from there. But I do think, personally speaking, that Superman's relevance for 80-plus years now, it's 81 years, it wouldn't have been this way. Most characters, most fictional characters, they
come and go very quickly, but very few have a multi-decade run. So in American pop culture, like in terms of American fictional characters, like Superman is at the top of the food chain, you know? And no matter how much more money Batman or Spider-Man make than him, he's still Superman in that sense, right? So it'll be exciting to see. One thing is for sure is that watching all this hot takes and all this trending stuff last few days, that alone proves Superman is relevant. Because if he wasn't relevant, the topic wouldn't have been happening. Like, it's only happening because everyone feels some type of way and they have some kind of strong opinion about the character. So let's see how it goes. What do you guys think about this? Do you think Superman is still relevant to today's society? Let us know in the comments below. From myself, from Zayan, from Umar, and from Samir, this is the Faruqi Bros. We'll see you next time. Peace out.